Hello, everybody. I'm Coleman Watts from the CiviCRM core team here to talk to you today about new developments in CiviCRM that have been a long time in coming. We have some new extensions to show off that are now under rapid development. They're progressing very quickly. Every single release of CiviCRM has new features and new things to look at in these two extensions, and they are Form Builder and Search Kit. So right now, both of those extensions are entering a beta testing phase in which the feature development is slowing down in some areas. There's a few more things that are needing to be added, but they're mostly functionally complete. And so I want to show you today what some of that functionality is, how you can play with it, how you can get involved in the feedback loop of reporting any issues you find or anything that seems to be missing, or what you're able to do with it. And we'll circle back to that at the end of this conversation in terms of what community members can do to support these projects in terms of beta testing and code contributions and funding. And I'll also point some of that stuff out as we go along. But for now, let's get started. So, first of all, if you're going to try any of this, you need to be using the bleeding edge of CiviCRM, which is version 5.35, which hasn't even been released as an RC yet, but will be later this week. And so if you go to CiviCRM.download, you'll find the page at the bottom under Release Candidates. So you can click here and get to 5.35, which is currently a nightly. Like I said, later this week, it'll be in this section here, the RC section. You just click on the version for your CMS that you're using. And then again, in another month, it'll be stable, but there will be new features, new bug fixes in the RCs and the nightlies to check out. So you'll want to keep up to date. But if you want to try any of this that I'm showing you today, you will need 5.35. Okay. So when you start off in CiviCRM, if you install the extensions, the Form Builder, which I think might be called AFORM, that stands for the Affable Administrative Angular Form Framework. Tim came up with that. That is going to bring you to this screen right here. So you need to find it. It's in Administer Customized Data and Screens, Form Builder, or we have this handy new feature in the search bar in case you haven't seen this so far, where you can just type in any menu item that you're looking for. It'll take you right here to Form Builder. Okay, so this is what you get when you install these extensions. Again, these extensions are shipped with CiviCRM 5.35. You don't need to do anything to download them. You just need to go to the extension screen and enable them, both the Form Builder and the Form Builder Administration extension, which will give you this nice administration screen. And it's broken down by tabs. And those tabs relate to different types of forms that you can build with this tool. And so we'll go through some of the different tabs in a minute, but for now, let's just look at this main one, Custom Forms. And this big button here, we can create a new custom form. And these are, and this is one of the areas that we need to develop more and soon, is what entities are supported. But for now, there's these basic ones. And so let's just take a look at creating a new form for an individual. So we'll click on this, and it'll bring us to this Form Composer screen. Now, because I clicked on Individual, I get one individual added to this form. And these are all of the elements and blocks and fields that I can use for this individual. So let's just take a look at something we're all familiar with, fields, for example, the birth date field. So we can add this into the form somewhere, maybe down here. Okay. And what you'll also notice is that these three fields, first name, middle name, and last name, all came as something called a block. So what are blocks? First of all, they show up right here at the top of the list. You can see the individual name is grayed out. It's already being used, and it contains these three fields. Now, if we wanted to add something else to this block, we can. Say the individual suffix field. We'll put it at the end. And now what we've done is we've overridden the block in the system for this particular form. What we could do is we could save that override, and as it says right here, saving a block allows it to be reused across all forms. And so if we update this block, every form that we create from now on with a new individual or an existing one will have that suffix field in there as well. So I'm just going to say update it so you can see that. I'm going to save that. Okay. Now let's take another block, this email. And what you'll notice about this is, one, it comes with the standard email fields, location type, is it the primary? It also comes with the ability to repeat itself. And what do I mean by that? Well, when you have more than one email, you can add them to the form. And you can add those additional emails using the same block. So one person can fill out their email address, and if they have another one, they can click on a button to add a new one. All right. So this is a basic form for an individual. What can we do with this form? Well, we can add it to a page. So we can say CiviCRM create individual, and that's now going to be a new page on my website. We can also add it to the dashboard so that your users can create whatever this form is for, in this case a person, from their home dashboard. I'm going to save this form and go back to the administration screen just to show you what we've done so far. By the way, I am using the shortage theme on my site just for some consistent styling during the demo. It's not required. Now, as I mentioned when I was creating this form, let's take a look at blocks here, because this is a powerful thing, which is that these blocks are actually forms that you can edit yourself. So remember how I updated the individual block? Let's go to edit that just by itself. This is what I did. I created the first name, middle name, last name, and suffix. If I was to say, you know what, I don't really need middle name, just delete this field from the block, save the block, go back to Form Builder. Now let's take a look at the page that we created. There it is. First name, last name, suffix, because we deleted the middle name from that block. And this form, even though we didn't just update the form, it's automatically going to pull in whatever's in that block in real time. Birth date and email. Okay. So there's my form that I've created for myself. What else can we do? Well, let's go back to CiviCRM home screen. Not that one. The one for CiviCRM. There we go. Okay. So by default, the dashboard looks like this. We've got CiviCRM resources, CiviCRM news. Let's just get rid of this dashlet because we've just created a demo form that we want to go right here. And there it is. First name, last name, suffix, birth date, email. And if we were to update this form over on our form administration screen, it would, of course, be changed on everybody's dashboard that's using it as well. All right, that's a quick rundown of the drag and drop interface of Form Builder. Let's take a look now at SearchKit because it's related. If you've installed that extension, you'll find SearchKit right here in the search menu. All right, I'm going to create a new search. And this is a very, very powerful search engine. You can start your search for just about anything in Civi CRM that has an API, which is pretty much everything. For this demo, I'm going to start with contacts, but you'll see it's not just going to be contacts. So we'll search for contacts. And it's going to pull up everything in my sample demo, sample database, which is not very much data. So you'll just have to use your imagination when we look at some of these results. The first thing that I'd like to do is not just have the contact ID and display name. Let's just add a field here, say birth date. Okay, great. Now we've got that for the data that exists. What about some other fields? What about email? Well, that's not actually a field on the contact. That's a separate record. We can join it in with this with button. We want their emails. Okay. And we want to add that as a field. Email address. Great. Now, for those of you who used SQL before, you'll know why we now have some duplicate rows in the results, because this contact has three email addresses. And so they're going to show up three times. And for those that are familiar with SQL, you'll also know what you can do about that, which is that you can group the records by contact ID. Okay. And you'll notice that it automatically aggregated the email addresses into a list. So the people that have more than one email address, it's going to show them together. It could just pick one. We could just pick the primary email address. But for now, let's just go with this because I want to show you some more cool stuff. Let's pull in some more related records to these contacts. What about their contributions? Okay. And let's say this time it's required. We only want to search for contacts that have contributions. And we only want to search for contributions of financial type donation. So I'll search for that. All right. That limited the list, but we need to add our column. Let's say the total amount. Again, you'll remember that because we're grouping these contacts, it's going to show all of the total amounts in a list unless we do a different aggregation. In this case, what I really care about is the total. So let's do sum. And we'll find the sum of their total donations. All right, so that's pretty useful. What if we want to limit it to a certain time range? What if we want to find contributions that the receive date is... Well, we could just pick a date with this calendar icon, but that wouldn't, and that could be work for a search for the moment, but what if we want this search to be useful in the future as well? Well, we could do, say, a relative date, like before now, 1 year. And we want the date to be less than that, so before 1 year ago. Now we can search. It's going to limit the results somewhat. Now, and this is a feature that I'm really excited about, let's do that again. Let's pull in contract contributions to a second join onto the same table. And but this time we're going to do the date received is going to be greater than a year ago. Okay, so now we have a list of their total donations before a year ago and their total contributions since then, since 1 year ago. Well, now let's say that now that we've got these aggregated columns, we can use what in SQL terms is the halving clause, and what here is a filter. So let's filter on that first total amount, the prior to a year ago, and let's say that we care about donors who have donated more than $50. But for the second, we want null. In other words, we want a list of donors who have donated $50 a year ago or more, but haven't donated since then. And there it is. Now, there's our list of people who have donated in the past more than a year ago and have not donated at all since that time. That could be useful for somebody. Let's take a look at, oh good, this next question is it possible to relabel the columns? I love it. You're a step ahead of me. So this could be useful to somebody, but it also could be way too complicated for somebody on your staff to come up with on their own. So what can we do to make this useful to the people that actually need it? Well, now that we've created this search, let's zoom out just a tiny bit. Hopefully you can still see that. Now that we've created this search, I'm going to give it a name. Our lapsed donors. And we could turn this into a smart group. That could be useful. Something else we could do is we can create one or more displays. So anybody that's used views knows what a display is. Let's create a table display. And let's give it a name. Let's say we want this many results. We want to show the pager. And so this is the list of columns that's going to be in this table. I don't really care about contact ID. The display name is great, but we want to show it as a link to view that contact. Birth date is good. Email, we need the old contributions before a year ago. The new contributions, that's going to be null. We don't need that column. And this, that's the name of that column. Let's preview this. Okay. Now we've got something that looks a lot more useful for somebody that would care about this. We can rename that column to something simpler. Display name, birth date, emails, total donated. That actually looks quite useful. Let's do something with that. We're going to save this saved search and go back to Search Kit. Okay. One sec. That was what I created when I was testing for this demo. All right, our lapsed donors. We've got one display that we just created, and if we click on that, that was the one that I called follow-ups needed. We click on that, we get to this page. So that page is something that we could copy and paste the link for. We could add it to the menu bar anywhere. And we could send anybody to this link that has staff access to CiviCRM. So that could be useful. They can click on the name. If we had single contribution records in here, we could create links of those, and we could have a link to view that contribution or edit it, et cetera. We can actually do even more than this, because this page is nice, but you know, I told you to use your imagination with my little sample data set. What if this was hundreds or thousands or, you know, millions of records? You know, it would be nice if those users had some filters to use. Back to our saved searches. And this is where this column, forms, comes in. Let's create a new form. And that link is actually going to take us back to Form Builder, our familiar interface that we just used to create a contact form. And we can embed that search display. That's what this gray box is. Follow-ups needed. This is a representation of just a placeholder for this is going to be the display on the form. All right, we're going to call it follow-ups. We're going to expose this as a page. And we're going to enable it as a dashlet. Now let's take a look at our follow-ups needed. I'm going to add a few elements to this form. Container. And let's say a few filters, like the display name field. And what about, I don't know, gender. Just anything that we might want to filter by. Cool, let's look at it. Back to Form Builder. Okay, so where's my form? There's the demo form that I created at the beginning of this presentation. Well, this is the tab that we haven't explored yet, Search Displays. This is the form that we just created. And we created a page for it, which we can take a look at now. All right, so there's our filters working in real time. Here's our females, here's our males. I guess they're worse at donating. And for one little cherry on top, let's go back to our CiviCRM home screen. Well, we've already got that one demo form that we created. Let's make room for another. All right. There it is. So right there on the user's dashboard, a little styling issue with the pager, ignore that. Right there on the user's dashboard, they can do this filtering in real time. Find the donors that they need, whatever filters you want to add up here. Pull them right up, click on them, do the follow-up that they need. Once that donation comes in, of course, that person will drop off of this list, and it'll stay up to date in real time. It'll stay current with the current year, because we added that as a dynamic filter. And here's something that your staff or whatever fundraisers can use without having to know any of that really complicated stuff we just did before. That's for presumably you to know and to do.